Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. To the Lord such might revealing, let us come with reverence meet. To the rock of our salvation, and before our Maker kneeling, let us worship at his feet. And what follows, Psalter 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 2, the verses 1 through 21. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Acts 2, the first 21 verses. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, as saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And now hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on mine handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, 'tis been morning, and now it has become evening of another Lord's day. The day already is far spent, and then we humbly beg of thee that thou may abide with us and work mightily and wonderfully by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. We have heard of a praying church, one accord in one place, begging, pleading with thee, waiting, believing that thou wilt fulfill thy promise in the pouring out of thy Spirit. Thou hast promised that he would be endued with power from on high, and then on that notable day, then thou hast done exceeding abundantly above all what we think or ask, where thou hast filled all the house, our Lord, for that waiting church. They have not waited in vain. May there have also come up a waiting people in this evening hour, that were enabled by thy Spirit to beg a little of thee, to grant their desires, their longings. Thou as a people upon the earth that need thee, thy favor, thy righteousness, those special tokens, a desire that they may receive a richer measure of the pouring out of those heavenly graces. In the realm of nature, then thou grantest moisture, and thou grantest sunshine, O Lord. May it rain in thy house in this evening hour. And thou wast also promised that for those that fear thee, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Then thy church, they receive such a freedom and such a liberty, such a joy, such a quietness and peace, and that assurance by thy Spirit. And then the apostles, by thy Spirit, they were given to arise and to proclaim the full counsel of God, law and gospel. And then thou hast used it as that great God, accompanied by thy Spirit, that 3,000 were pricked in their hearts. 3,000 who in the morning were walking on that broad way to hell. And in the evening, thou wast stopped them, thou wast turned them, and they were walking on that narrow way that leadeth to heaven. 3,000 enemies who have become friends. 3,000 under the banner of the Prince of Darkness, who were placed under the glorious banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, Lord, thou art still the same. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. We humbly beg of thee that thou may remember us and our dear children. Ah, do pour out thy Spirit also in this evening hour. 'Tis written in thy word that by the foolishness of preaching that thou savest sinners, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Wilt thou convert our little boys and our little girls? Convert our young people. Convert the middle-aged. Convert the elderly ones. Has become late, but not too late for thee. Wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations? And wilt thou remember thy Zion? Bless thy word in the church. Bless thy word in the family circles. And bless thy word in our Christian school. Coming closer to the end of the school year, wilt thou continue to grant traveling mercies? Remember the instructors. Oh, do bless thy word to young and old. Wilt thou remember the school board when they hope to meet their weighty and responsible task? Then we commend thy church all unto thee all over the earth, the established churches. Oh, do continue to uphold the persecuted church. Remember the Jewish nation also at war with the country of Ukraine. Ah, do uphold that people. And may the war be used that many may be converted unto thee. And for the Jewish nation, that the veil may hastily be removed, that they may be given to understand and above all experience that the promised Messiah has come. and sitteth at thy right hand. And from thence by his Holy Spirit is gathering his church, also the Jewish people. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember Bible translators, those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. The labors are manifold. May it please thee, may the prayers be multiplied, more truly called servants and sent for thy vineyard, a church worker for our mission field, and more teachers for our Christian schools. Remember all the temporal needs. Continue to provide for our daily bread. Remember the little child in the hospital. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou continue to grant improvement, and that he may soon return home. Uphold the parents in this way of trial. Remember all those that are under the physician's care in special ways. Remember sick relatives. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember all the mourning ones, O Lord. Continue to uphold and strengthen them. Wilt thou grant more a mourning concerning our manifold sins? Be mindful of our elderly ones. Remember our Bethesda, all those that lovingly care for them with all the residents. We commend unto thee all the family circles. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Wilt thou grant that love may abound. Those that are struggling with temptations and addictions, do help them and do set them free. Impress upon all their hearts, not possible in our own strength, but with thee nothing is impossible, Lord. Remember our poor nation, where we have departed so far from thee, and thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. And who perceives it, who takes it to heart? We have heard in this morning of those careless ones that were at ease, not so troubled about the approaching judgments, Lord. Wilt thou grant by thy grace that we may be given to seek and find that hiding place. By renewal in this day, we humbly ask thee for help from the sanctuary, strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou open thy precious testimony, and that we may be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people, profound impressions that we all have a soul by nature that is lost and that needs to be saved. May that take place in this evening. Wilt thou work mightily, wilt thou work wonderfully, as thou wast done on the day of Pentecost. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 194, the six stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds His peaceful rule shall be. And what follows, Psalter 194, the six stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 2 and there of the 12th verse. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Our text speaks of the question on the day of Pentecost concerning the work of the Holy Spirit. What meaneth this? With three thoughts. In the first place, the work of the Holy Spirit manifested. Secondly, the work of the Holy Spirit examined. And thirdly, the work of the Holy Spirit interpreted. The question on the day of Pentecost concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, what meaneth this? The work of the Holy Spirit manifested. The work of the Holy Spirit examined. And the work of the Holy Spirit interpreted. Beloved congregation, the Lord has given unto the children of Israel three main feasts, where all the males 12 years and over, of course the women and the younger ones, they could also come. The first was the Feast of the Passover, when they have celebrated how that the Lord with a mighty arm has brought them out of Egypt. Then there was also the Feast of Tabernacles, and the third was the Feast of Pentecost. That was the feast of only one day, 50 days after the Passover. On the Passover, it was the beginning of the barley harvest. And then they have brought the first two sheaves up to the Lord. And on the day of Pentecost, then the first two loaves that were baked from the new crop were brought unto the Lord. And then on those feasts, then great multitudes have come up, and the Lord has given a special promise to that people. When they would come up to the feasts, it would be easy for the enemy to enter the land. But the Lord has promised that that would not take place. Thus they were called upon to come up to celebrate those feasts by faith in the Lord and what He has promised. And now concerning these days, then the Lord has given a special and a particular promise unto the church that not many days hence that the Spirit would be poured out and that He would be endued with power from on high. And then in chapter 1, upon that promise which Christ has given to His church, and by the work of the Spirit. Then that church was active with what the Lord has spoken. And then we read in Acts 1, the verses 13 and 14, that they were with one accord in one place in prayer and in supplication. That was not a false unity, not a false peace, but that was a unity which was given by true saving faith, bound together in love, bound together at the throne of grace, with prayer and supplication, waiting for the fulfillment of the promise. Are there waiting souls in my midst? And if that is so, then you shall be able to tell what you are waiting for and what that waiting is based upon a promise which the Lord has given personally to you, and then what a deep way it can be. Because the Master has said, not many days hence, and we read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways and thoughts, that they are different than ours. Has the Lord then forgotten to be kind? Shall I then his promise faithless find? And the Lord has a people that is given to believe it for the church, because the Lord shall fulfill what he has promised. But when it goes in those impossible ways, we have the examples out of God's Word how deep the way can be. But on the day of Pentecost, it was the promised time, the degree time. It was a waited for time. And then the Lord has fulfilled. We read in chapter 1 that there were 120 gathered, about 120. And then, of course, we may believe, think, when Christ has fed the 5,000, then they were men, excluding the women and children. And now for that church, pleading the promise, which has been given also in Joel 2, the verses 28 and 29, concerning the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, and that sons and daughters shall prophesy. 'Tis not all written in the Bible, but congregation, when fathers and mothers are given to believe that they have a soul, then they shall also become exercised with the souls of their children, taking them up to God's house, and with a prayer that a word may be used for their salvation. And then suddenly there was a sound. It was not a rushing wind. Thus, boys and girls, all the leaves on the trees were still, but there was a great noise that was heard in Jerusalem by the inhabitants. It was the special providence of the Lord that on the day of Pentecost, many from far and near, we have heard many nations, the Jews in the centuries before, they have been dispersed different times because of war and captivity, not all returned, but there were so many that have come to the Holy Land to celebrate the feasts, and then the special providence in the Lord, because it was decreed from eternity, those 3,000 that were chosen, but in the decree of God also lies the time and the manner how that the church shall be converted to become part of that glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ. And then the multitude, they have come together where that sound has come from. Thus they have gathered to that place beside the temple, a large room for all those people. And then they were also given to see that there were, as it were, tongues of fire that sat upon each of them. Then the church was filled with the Holy Spirit, of course, for those disciples and for that 120 that belonged to that true church. They have received the Holy Spirit in the moment of regeneration. Then that Holy Spirit has taken up His abode in their hearts. They have become new creatures with new longings and with new desires. And they have found their life explained in the Beatitudes on the Sermon on the Mount. They have become those hungering and thirsty ones. But then further, we read in John 20, on the evening of the resurrection, that Christ has breathed on them, that they have received a richer measure of the Holy Spirit. And then we read particularly, because Christ has promised His church in John 14, 15, and 16, when the Comforter would come, that He would lead them in all truth. And then on the evening of the resurrection, then we read that He opened their understanding, that they understood the Scriptures concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And now on the day of Pentecost, they received a richer measure of the Holy Spirit, as also the sealer of their salvation. Oh, the church, what we have heard in this morning, then they have received that peace, that quietness and assurance that passeth all understanding. And for the disciples, then officially, they receive the Spirit as they read in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And how the apostles, they were given to speak with other tongues, and the people from those different nations, there was the common language in the Roman Empire at this time, that was the Greek language, but it undoubtedly for many, not so familiar, maybe much difficulties, and now that people that have come up to Jerusalem to the Feast of Pentecost. They have heard the wonders of free and sovereign grace, law and gospel as we read it in this chapter, the verses 22 through 36. They heard it expounded. Thus apostles that were given to speak with other tongues, and the hearers that were given to hear with other ears. Has that now ever happened in our life congregation? Has there come a time that we were given to listen with other ears? No, boys and girls, the same ears. But that we have listened so differently. And now there were many in Jerusalem when they saw that wonderful work. Then we read in our text, and they were all amazed. That still happened in our life. Or the times in our life that we are amazed. Also in the way of the Lord's providence. And that the question of our text also becometh ours. What meaneth this? What meaneth this, Lord? That thou granteth unto me so many blessings, showered so bountifully, and that for a sinner as I am, what is the purpose of all those blessings? What meaneth this? Oh, undoubtedly it cannot all be for self. It must be for the poor, for the coming of thy kingdom. Or can we continue week after week under all the Lord's blessings, never humbled, never become small, no bewilderment, maybe even have to confess when it goes a little wrong? Then we are so quick to murmur. But also when the Lord sends trials and chastisements, then we also do well to ask, what meaneth this, Lord? We read in Micah 6, verse 9, the Lord's voice to the city, hear the rod and who hath appointed it. Then we do well to examine ourselves. Why does the Lord now send these troubles upon life's pathway? Of course, when we have a little impression what we deserve. But then we do well to examine ourselves when we bow our knees. Does then our conscience speak a certain sin, a certain temptation? Andrew Gray, in one of his sermons, when he speaks of that rod, he says, then there are letters written on that rod, and then it is needful that we are given to see what is written on that rod, that we may be given to repent and confess and turn unto the Lord. Same thing in family circles. And I hope, boys and girls, that you do your best to please your parents, to obey them. But when we do something wrong, and discipline needs to be administered. If there is discipline administered, and we do not know what we have done wrong, then it shall not be profitable. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? But has that now also taken place in the way of grace? What meaneth this? In the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, Article 12, when it speaks of regeneration, then it speaks that it is such an astonishing, a supernatural work of the Lord by His Spirit. And when the Lord works, then it also becomes our question. What meaneth this? Then it does become different, congregation. I read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is become a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What meaneth this? Lord, how is it that what I used to hate, I now love? And what I used to love, I now hate. What meaneth this, Lord? Because before, I lived upon this earth as if I would live here forever. Death was always for someone else. But now when there is made mention of death, then I turn in unto myself, because I have to die. And after death, eternity. What meaneth this, Lord? Before, I always went to church, hopefully also during a weekday service, but not with such a desire. But now God's house has become such a special place. Now it has become true in my heart, in my life. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What meaneth this? Lord, it seemed like before, I sat so dull in church. Then there was preached about the glories of heaven. Did not attract me. Spoken about the judgments for the unconverted. And I sat unmoved. And now, Lord, what meaneth this? God has become real. Before, there was spoken of sin. Maybe I became a little angry when I was honestly admonished. And I thought I did not have to become so self-righteous, did not want to be a Pharisee, have to go through the world. And now it seems that everything in my life has become sin. Lord, what meaneth this? That I have become such a restless one. Oh, when the Lord works, then all things become new. And then those souls, they desire, because that people, they have many riddles. What meaneth this? When it goes so different than they have expected. Because that true people, they have turned their faces Zionwards. And according to Psalm 84, they hope to go from strength to strength, become more holy, and so be saved. And I read in Jeremiah 45, verse 4, that everything that is built is broken down, and everything that is planted, that is plucked up. Lord, what meaneth this? Less sin and to become a greater sinner. More exercised with the attributes of God. Oh, what meaneth this? Then we could also speak concerning when a promise, when such a one believes that they have received the promise, and the fulfillment stays away. Lord, what meaneth this? When thou grantest such opening at the throne of grace, to taste of the good things of the Lord, and yet no answer yet is found relief. Lord, what meaneth this? The way of providence can be so mysterious. And then what a privilege it is for such souls, with all their riddles that can be multiplied out. That people many times they riddle to themselves. People many times that cannot declare their heart. But then what a privilege and a wonder it is when that people with such a question, they are given to hear things they have never heard before, can even be in the life of that people that they think, how come the minister preaches so different? That is because they have received different ears. And that is by the work of the Holy Spirit. But what a blessing and a privilege it is. Lord, what meaneth this? When they may be given to open God's holy word, and when they may come up to God's house, may be proclaimed off the housetops, what they have experienced in the inner chamber, that they may receive encouragement, that they may be given to hear what they believe by the grace of God they have received, because that people learns that it is all of grace, that they cannot even give themselves, in the beginning, when all by itself, but they learn that everything comes from above, also the right desires. But when they may be given to hear what they have received, and then such souls must not despise the day of small things, but they need a foundation. We have heard this morning of that peace, that quietness and assurance. And for the true people of God, they are given to examine oftentimes concerning the things of the Lord. They are not afraid to examine themselves. When we steal something, then we are afraid that the policeman will come. But that true people, what meaneth this? are given to examine themselves oftentimes, and also concerning that quietness and peace. Then there are those times when it is quiet and there is peace, that the enemy comes and that they are given to examine themselves. How can it now all be? It must be wrong. And then on the other hand, when they are so tossed to and fro and so troubled and no rest, then the enemy also comes and tells such a soul it is wrong. That people are so dependent upon the Lord. What meaneth this? But not only concerning ourselves, when the Lord works by His Spirit, cannot remain hidden, then the question shall also arise, because the unconverted, they can have read about it, but when we have not experienced it, people by the Spirit, then it is a strange thing to us. And when the Lord begins to work in our fellow man, then it shall be seen. Oh, maybe before, I hope, boys and girls, that is not the case, but that you like coming to church, also young people, that we do not have to be told. But oh, when the Lord works, then it is a hard work. And then we do not have to be told. Also on a weekday service, of course, our place should never be empty. When there are no lawful reasons, also on a weekday service, and there can be lawful reasons, but oh, then we shall do our utmost that we may be in God's house, because there that people experiences wonderful things. What meaneth this? When the Lord works, maybe then little boys and girls, they ask their mother, "Mother, why are you many times so sad? Why are there tears?" Oh, then perhaps the time that mother says, "Oh, my children, your mother is unconverted and lost." And also, boys and girls need a new heart. What meaneth this? When perhaps from the family bookshelf, then this book is missing, then that book, that a family member takes it to their bedroom and searches an old father to see how the Lord converts his people. What meaneth this? Perhaps when we seclude ourselves more and more, when we are asked, and I hope, young people, that you do not go to wrong places, but when friends do, and the Lord converts, and then they ask such a one to go along, maybe in the beginning, not to dare come out for it, have excuses, but finally honest, say they cannot, they may not go. What meaneth this when such a one receives freedom and liberty to warn their fellow man. What meaneth this when there are souls many times so silent, many times so quiet, and then there comes a time that they may be given to speak of a hope outside of themselves, and that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the wonders of Pentecost. All on that day, then the apostles have preached. No, they could not convert one. The Lord uses means, but it is the Spirit that applies the blessings and benefits that Christ has merited for His church. Then so many were pricked in their hearts. Let us first sing. Psalter 289, the first four stanzas. Oh, praise the Lord, His deeds make known, and call upon His name. Sing ye to Him His praises, sing, His wondrous works proclaim, and what follows. 289, the four stanzas. Thank you. What meaneth this? Has that ever become a question in the family circle? Or can we continue week after week with our religion and without the fear of the Lord? What a privilege it is when it may be experienced in the family circle that a husband or wife becomes quieter. Because when the Lord works, then we turn much in unto ourselves. What a privilege it is when boys and girls may experience, and I say it again, if it is right, not so much should have to be changed in a family circle, but when there is world conformity and the Lord works by His Spirit, then it shall be noticed in the family. Think of the Ephesians. They have made a great fire and burnt much. What meanest this? Examples in the Bible. We do not read that Ruth has spoken in the country of Moab. But then in Ruth 1 verse 16, that precious choice, "Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God," an Ittia. In 2 Samuel 15, when he has chosen the side of David, the prodigal son, what meaneth this, came unto himself and said, "I will return unto my father and say, I have sinned against heaven and against thee." What meanest this? Think on Calvary's Hill, one on the left and one on the right, crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, ready to drop into hell, and they have railed on Him. But then by free and sovereign grace, I'll let free willers explain how to interpret their free will in the life of the two on the cross. Then suddenly, by the grace of God, by the work of the Spirit, then he ceased railing, because his eyes have been opened, and then he began to speak with an other tongue. "Dost thou not fear God, seeing we are in the same condemnation?" In James 3, there James has written that our tongues set on fire by hell. But by the grace of God, with those tongues of fire, they were set with the apostles on fire from heaven. Think of Christian in Pilgrim's Progress with his book that was opened, burden on his back, has wept bitterly, tried to hide it, but finally he must tell his dear wife and children, that the city is going to be destroyed and they need to escape. Oh, then Christina, what meaneth this? Did not understand it. And then it is written that they have put him to bed, that his brains may be settled. It's happened many times that also parents with their children did not understand what was going on and thought that they were becoming depressed and that they took them on different excursions in different places, but of course did not solve their difficulties. Oh, also in Vanity Fair, when Christian and Faithful was not their choice, there was a way around it, they would have went around. But the way to the celestial city that went through that fair, and then the other people could not understand it because there were three differences. They spoke a different language, a different tongue. That is the language of Canaan. They bought different wares and they wore different clothing. What meaneth this, young and old? Has that ever become the question personally in the family circle? Because when the Spirit works, that shall not be a strange question. And now upon that question, then we read, may we be spared, because we also read in verse 13, others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. It is needful as a people that we stand together and that we do not mock those that have much more respect for God's word than we do. Still tells us that there is a speaking conscience. And now the Lord has given unto the apostles all such a freedom and such a liberty to expound the wonderful works of salvation. Oh, then Peter was the same Peter that has denied his master three times, even with an oath and with a curse before a maid. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then Peter was given to declare to that great multitude what has transpired, that the Lord was fulfilling His promise, which He had given to the prophet Joel approximately 800 years ago, that in that day I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy, not referring to the future, but sons and daughters shall be given to speak of the wonderful things of free and sovereign grace how a poor, lost, undone sinner can be saved in that precious blood. The Lord Jesus Christ, young man see visions, referring to an office, old men dreams, and also servants and handmaidens, they shall prophesy. And then Peter, his sermon, the verses 22 through 36. Oh, he has pointed that people. It was by the determined counsel of God. But ye by wicked hands have slain and crucified. And now this same Lord, he has become Lord in Christ. Then he has preached the law. And the Lord has used it. What a wonder in that audience. 3,000 souls that were pricked in their heart by the work of the Holy Spirit. They could not continue. There was a people that have sinned all away. It was them. Are there a few souls that have sinned all away? That maybe at times come to the conclusion, cannot be for me. Even troubled, what meaneth this to sin against the Holy Ghost? But the Spirit does not let His people despair. And then they were given to ask, men and brethren, what must we do? And then Peter was given to declare that way whereby sinners may be saved, repent, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. What a wonderful day. 3,000 jewels added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. 3,000 who have freely enlisted themselves under his banner to fight the battles of the Lord. The Lord is still gathering his church. Young and old, how is it with our souls? Has that wonder ever taken place? We need to become new creatures. And let us remember, we read in Romans 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Those whom the Lord converted, to say it simply, boys and girls, they were all in church. And to that end, oh, what a blessing and what a privilege. We do not know in this country how long we may still freely come up to the courts of the Lord. And to that end, then Peter has also said, then you know what you must do when we go home. Because we read in verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May we be given to take those words home. Amen. Lord, we have heard of a wonderful day, a wonderful work, a wonderful question, and a wonderful answer. And then we do well each to turn in unto ourselves and examine our hearts. May we be given to call mightily on Thee. Lord, that is also Thy work. But even with our minds, the latter days of the earth, may it please Thee to grant a Pentecost, boys and girls, young and old, for the coming of Thy kingdom and the glory of Thy name. We may commence another week. Remember the mothers in the home with the children, all at work. Remember on the way. Remember at school. Keep us under Thy good care and Thy kind protection. Bless the labors of our hands. Keep from sin and temptation. And then we commend unto Thee the young people who on the coming Lord's Day hope to make public confession of faith, to make a solemn oath, our Lord, do take them by heart and by hand. Work lovingly and irresistibly by Thy Spirit. Wilt Thou bless them and make them a blessing for the congregation. Wilt Thou keep us from storms of destruction. Bring us now safely to our dwellings and pardon us of all of our sins, also concerning the imperfect performance of the duties of this day. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 442, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Our gracious God has laid His firm foundations on Zion's mount, the courts of His delight. Her gates of splendor bathed in heavenly light, He loves far more than Jacob's habitations. And what follows, 442, 1, 4, and 5. remind the Confession of Faith class of Pitcher Butte that we hope to meet once more on Saturday evening at 7:30. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.